It's Heidi and Frank. It's Heidi and Frank.
Nonstop for the next 40 minutes.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Here, this is going to get your attention, I tell you, man.
We got a great show tonight.
Do you know what time it is?
Nope.
But I did say it would get your attention.
Oh, it's early morning, actually.
Whoa! Don't attack before I've had my coffee.
Just calmly pour yourself a cup of joe and focus.
Get yourself a cup of coffee.
Wake yourself up!
Wake up, wake up, wake up!
Let the games begin!
Well, Heidi and Frank show back from a three-day weekend. Anything exciting happen to you guys?
Oh, jeez.
I was off last week. I mean, I was on Monday, did the show, and then after the show on Monday, my little sister Dina had called and said my dad's health had taken a turn, and that I probably need to come back to say any goodbyes I might have while he's still somewhat coherent enough to be able to understand that. And so that's where I left on Monday right after the show, and then I've been out there all week, and my father passed away on Sunday morning, and I was able to be there. So thank you, everybody. Thank you all here for, you know, doing the replays and things like that. And thank you to everybody who supported me when I posted yesterday or on Sunday that my dad passed away. And the support on Instagram has been amazing. So thank you so much for, you know, allowing me that time. I'm so glad I didn't rush back to go to the Strawberry Festival.
I'm glad.
Because, I mean, I was going too. You know, I was like, I thought that I had more time when I initially got the message on Monday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought that they're like, okay, you know, we don't know what's really going on. But then when I got out there, found out more details about what was happening to his body. And I asked the doctor, say, okay, you know, based on what you've told me, how much time are we looking at? It's like, well, about a week, maybe a week and a half. And so I was like, whoa, okay. And then it didn't even last that long. It was like, you know, a little less than a week because it was Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm really glad I was able to stay. I got to stay overnight with him because, like I said, the reason his complications happened so fast because he had a gallbladder infection. My dad suffers from Alzheimer's. And he had a gallbladder infection, and he's 84 years old. He was 84 years old, and he wasn't a candidate for surgery because it's just general health and old people and Alzheimer's, putting people under a general anesthetic. Usually, when you go under general anesthetic and you have Alzheimer's, it could just get, you know, worse, and then you never come out of that. So it's like, you know, what's the options for surgery weren't there. So they put this drain stent all the way into his gallbladder, over the bag, to drain out this infection. And, you know, sometime in the middle of the night, he just tears everything out. And like I said, so trying to treat a bear.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And so when he tore it out, you know, that infection, like, it leaked out into the body and then caused a blood infection, which is like sepsis. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then his kidneys were failing. So I was able to stay with him overnight for two nights because we didn't want him to try to get out of bed and, you know, hurt himself because he had a black eye when I showed up, because when he fell out of bed to try to get up and landed on his face. But I saw from midnight to 4 a.m., he was, like, active, but in this weird, you know, really weird way. And I understand that they called him a night walker, because that's when because he had sundowners, which you don't know what time it is. Like, your normal clock is off. It's like
your
body
clock's off. Yeah.
He's walking out there 2 in the morning thinking it's lunchtime, you know. And so, yeah, I guess he would do that all night long. So even though he was, you know, under a certain amount of sedation, midnight to 4 a.m., you know, he was just up, and I had to take care of him and get, you know, people to come in and change him and change his bed and things like that. And so it was good to be by his side. And I was sitting there, you know, by his side once, and I was talking to him in, and I was fixing his diaper that he had on. And he reached up at his hand on my thigh, and he says, "I'm sorry."
Oh, man.
I said, "You had nothing to be sorry about." He goes, "You're a good guy." This is me and him in the middle of the night. And there wasn't much, some communication. And there was that moment, you know, like that he was saying goodbyes. And so he looked at my niece, Ellie. And he goes, "You're my best friend. Don't ever forget me." And he looked at my little sister Dina and said, I'll miss you forever. You're going to be okay. So I get in there and I set him up and I gave him a hug. And I'm right in his neck, you know. And I said, you're my hero, Dad. My voice is cracking like it is right now. And in my ear, he goes, pussy.
No, he did not.
I swear to God, he got me again. He reeled me in with his sentimental comments to everybody else, and then he had to get in there and he called me a pussy.
He's still in there.
Oh, my God. He's still in there. I died laughing. Oh, so did he, actually. Not in that moment.
That was his last word, pussy.
Oh, my God. He's like, pussy. Yeah. Oh, my God. That was great. I mean, the smile that put on my face. I'm like, you some bitch. Got me again.
Yeah, well, that's the dad way.
We had some laughs. My sister's like, yeah, he hasn't laughed, you know, since like, you know, when I got back there. I mean, I deal with pain, maybe like the way most of us do.
Yeah,
with humor.
Obviously, that's why this works.
That's why this works. It's so painful and so funny.
So painful. We are so in so much pain. Nobody has any idea.
We are hurtlarious.
Oh my! They're hurtlarious. Yeah, it's true.
So
the pain. Oh my God.
Yeah, at one point, you know, my sister Leslie's standing next to me. We're at the end of his bed, and there's a nurse next to us, and she's, and they're going to give him some sedative to relax him, because when he wasn't relaxed, he was, you know, like, get me out of here. Like, say, he turns into a bear.
Of course.
And so he pushed down his covers, and he's, like, itching. And I guess at this point, he was taking on some morphine stuff, too. And morphine makes you itch.
Very much so.
And so he's like down here, like scratching like on his diaper, and I go, you know, hey, you changed or something? You know, you go get somebody to change you. He goes, itch. And so he's scratching. I go, your balls itch. He's like, eh. I go, your balls itch. And the nurse is like, I'm sure they do. And I go, because Leslie's gonna scratch them. And he's like, his eyes are closed. He's like, and he puts up his hand towards her and goes, that's all right. Oh, but he had a smile on his face. Like, he was out of it, you know. And Leslie's going to scratch him. I'm not going to scratch him. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. The little moments.
But we had those little moments.
Mm-hmm.
Of,
I'm so glad you
laughing
back,
and
Frank.
Fun and being there and being there with him, you know, when he passed.
Yeah.
And being able to stay with him, you know, while they waited on the person to get there, and they're like 45 minutes away, and everybody left the room. I was, you know, sitting there with my dad, because I told him I wouldn't leave him alone. So I don't know when I got to go back. Mm. I mean, the plan is being like at 7 o'clock our time is their meeting to see when the funeral and everything's going to be, because I mean, I met so many people that just loved him and knew him and were telling stories about him and everybody that I ran into. So it's going to be quite the affair when I go back for his showing and his funeral. But yeah, he's something else.
He's with your mom.
Yeah,
you know, she's with. Mm-hmm. She said, "What the hell?
This is great."
Take you so damn long, Frank. You got to get here back to me.
Yep, he's up there.
They're together. There's something to that. Like
they're hanging out with your mom and dad.
Well,
I mean, yeah. Separate occasions, but yeah, they'll hang out. Yeah. Hang with your mom, and then they'll go hang out with your dad.
Right? Yeah. I mean, I think my mom and your mom have been, you know, bragging about on their kids for a little while now.
Yeah, they've been hanging out, but
my dad was somewhere else smoking something.
They're probably not going to go have dinner together as couples. I'm saying. I mean,
no, your, probably your parents, not. Although probably, maybe
separately, maybe.
Never I don't know.
But yeah. So thank you to everybody for being there and supporting me and all your messages, you know, that you left me on Instagram. I appreciate it, and I read those, and a lot of people relating in the way that their parents had passed or their father recently passed, and how that pain never goes away. And I know, Heidi, you've experienced that with your mother, and I told you that same thing. I was like, it never goes away. It comes in waves, and I'm feeling it all over again.
And when you called me about, you know, going back and, you know, taking some time off, and I was like, you know, obviously, whatever you need from me on this end. But, yeah, it takes me through all those emotions again, but I'm so glad you went.
Yes. Yeah.
And you, even though it's not a pleasure trip, it's getting on an airplane, not for a fun reason. It's a dread. It's, what am I going to see? How am I going to be okay? You know,
I would have come back. I mean,
I
would have, you know, because, man, this is, I've told you guys this many times, this is my happy place.
I feel the same.
You know, come back and start having fun again. But my wife Carmen was with me, and you know, we were going to leave that evening. Mm. on Wednesday, I think it was. And I was going back and do the show Thursday and Friday and be there. And Carmen, sitting by Dad, said, "I think I'm going to stay." And my little sister just broke down. And said, "Would you please?"
Yeah, she's like, all
I didn't realize it, because she's like been so strong. She's done such a great job. My little sister Dina is a rock star for doing what she did and helping my mom and dad when they were at their weakest. So,
and she felt such a release of pressure when somebody else is going to stay with her.
Mm-hmm. So I was going to stay too, and I was able, like I said, to spend those two nights with my father to see Alzheimer's in full effect and how horrible it is, and being able to take care of him and to be with him. So,
well, I'm sad that you lost him, and we're both now members of a horrible club.
Yep.
We're orphans. It doesn't matter how old you are. Somebody said that to me once, and I was like, "Well, I'm a grown woman. I mean, I know it's sad, but it's a weird feeling.
It is,
when the two people who brought you into the world no longer walk Earth. It's weird." The two people that you know, no matter if you could be the biggest dirtbag on the planet, well, your mom and dad still, you can come, I still love you. Nobody else is like that on the planet except your mom and dad. Nobody. Wife, kids, nobody. And when those two people who love you most and brought you here are gone, it's very weird. And I'm sorry. It's horrible.
It is. They said it was something I'll cherish, being back there for that and having that time. So again, thank you everybody here. Thank you to, you know, the audience and everybody.
Life, baby.
Let me have that. Let me have that time.
Yes.
Because I appreciate it so much.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.